Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Today we are sharing concerning
acknowledging every good thing. And I want us to start from 2 Peter chapter 1, and I'm reading from verse 1. It says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. You see, so he's writing to you and I because you have obtained like precious faith with him through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. You know, we obtain the faith that we obtain in order to be born again through the righteousness of God, the rightness of God. You see, the inability, this particular statement means that the inability of God to stand by and watch humanity perish. You see, so God decided to do something about it by sending his son, Jesus Christ, to come and die and shed his blood for you and I, so that we can be brought back to God, so that we can become new creations. You see, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And it says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Grace and peace. So it means that if you want grace and peace to be multiplied to you, what do? You have to access the knowledge of God and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You see, you must know more about God. You must get to know more about God. You must get to know more about Jesus like you are doing now. You see, so grace and peace is being multiplied to you as I speak to you now, as you listen to it now. Hallelujah. Then it says, according as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. It says, according as his divine power, God's divine power has given to us all things. All things means all things. It says, all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. So God has given us all things that pertain to life, to the life of God that we have received. The word life is Zoe. You see, all the things that pertain to life and godliness. He has given every single thing to us. And he says, it is through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. So the more you know, the more you enjoy the life, the more you enjoy all the things that he has given to you. Now, when you go to Philemon 1 verse 4, he says, I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers. So Paul is praying for this man called Philemon. He says, I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints. And he says, I pray, he's showing you the content of his prayer. He says, I pray that the communication of your faith, or the sharing of your faith, or the fellowship, or the partnership of your faith, the word communication is koinonia, that's a Greek word. It says that the communication, or the sharing, or the partnership of your faith may become effectual, or effective, result producing, by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Is I pray that the communication of your faith may become effective or effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. You see, and the word acknowledging there is epignosis, and it's the same word that was used back in 2 Peter chapter 1, where it says, to the knowledge of God and of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the other knowledge that was also used. It says that he has given us all things that pertain to life and to godliness through the knowledge. You see, that word knowledge, all those words knowledge there, it's epignosis, and epignosis means full, precise, concise knowledge. It means a knowledge where the knower and the known are united. You see, you may have a phone and you may not know how to use it. You may have an iPhone 6 Plus and may be using it for texting and receiving calls only. You see, but if you get to know it more, you'll be able to use it for all kinds of things. You can even use it to do so many things that cannot be imagined. You see, so the more you know, the more you have access, the more results you produce with the phone. It's the same with the Word of God. You see, it says, I pray that the communication of your faith may become effectual. How? Through the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. There are some wonderful, great things that are in you, and I'm going to be using these few days to help you find out those beautiful things that are in you. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.